welcome to Slammed, a Boston Celtics podcast brought to you by Odyssey. I'm Megan Ottolini of WEEI, and today we're reacting to the blockbuster trade that happened between the Knicks and the Timberwolves over the weekend, looking at what it means for the Celtics and whether there are any other serious Eastern Conference contenders who can challenge the reigning world champions. So first off, let's look at this deal. As first reported by Shams Charania and John Krasinski of The Athletic, believe that's Krasinski. I don't think it's the guy from The Office, a show that I never really watched, but John Krasinski of The Athletic, the Knicks agreed to a trade for center Karl Anthony Towns, sending Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo to Minnesota. That's reportedly a three-team trade involving Charlotte. Minnesota also gets a top 13 protected 2025 first-round pick. Why did the Knicks do this trade? Simply put, it was a rare, if very expensive, chance to grab one of the most elite centers in the game, and the Knicks were thin at that position. Knicks center Mitchell Robinson has no timetable to return, and regardless, Towns is a massive upgrade at the position. He averaged nearly 22 points per game last year, shooting 50% from the floor and adding an average of 8 rebounds per game. He can also stretch to the floor shooting from the three. The biggest question for the Celtics now is whether those beefed up Knicks are a real threat to Boston. Because before adding Towns, New York also added undersized wing Mikal Bridges, who averages about 16 points per game, or so he did at least last year in Brooklyn. By parting with Randle, this is also a serious shakeup to the Knicks' leadership and identity. This team will be headed up by Jalen Brunson and Towns. Let's compare the starting five, at least projected for both teams. New York is Brunson, Bridges, OG Anunoby, Josh Hart, and Towns. With Kristaps Porzingis looking closer to a Mitchell Robinson-type schedule in terms of rehabbing his injury, let's project the Celtics starting five as Jrue Holiday, Derek White, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and Al Horford. Assuming Porzingis is in the five spot by spring, I definitely still give the edge to Boston. And that becomes even stronger when you look down the bench, looking at who will put up a stronger fight in a 7-game series. That said, assuming there's minimal awkwardness between Towns and Knicks coach Tom Thibodeau, and that might be a big assumption because when Thibodeau got fired in Minnesota during the Jimmy Butler era, those two were not speaking, according to The Athletic's John Krasinski. Again, not Krasinski, Krasinski. Towns doesn't have a reputation for being a super physical rim defender, and his approach to being a pro is just very different than what Tibbs usually demands from his players. Think about the broadcast we just had yesterday where Tom Brady is responding to Baker Mayfield talking about guys just wanting to have fun. Like, one guy is about bringing vibes to being a professional athlete. The other guy hates the term vibes and is like, can you just focus on the task at hand? But assuming there's no major issues, I do believe this bumps New York into the number two slot in the Eastern Conference. This was a team that was spunky while Randle was injured last year and truly found a superstar in Jalen Brunson. RIP Villanova Knicks, but OG should step into Randle's role and make that offense a little more balanced. I also don't see this as the kind of half-baked shakeup that we saw in Milwaukee last year. By the way, that's a team whose championship window is sliding shut. Damian Lillard, Chris Middleton, and Brooke Lopez are all in their mid-30s. They've lost in the first round in the last 2 years. Doc Rivers has not proven that he is connecting with that team and motivating them in a meaningful way. The Sixers added Paul George, who will add a nice two-way game with Embiid and Tyrese Maxey, but I still don't see that trio as seriously competing with the starting five plus six man that the Celtics will have, assuming Boston stays healthy. What's interesting to me here is the longer-term plan for New York. Towns is only 29 years old. He has 3 years left on his contract with a player option in 2028 and an average salary of about $55 million per year. That's not that far off from the money just awarded to Jaylen Brown. And it's clear that the Knicks saw this as an opportunity to jump on a star who will help them maybe not challenge the Celtics this year, but possibly in 2026 or 27 when the Celtics are feeling the real financial crunch of multiple supermax deals with the Jays. It also can't be ignored that on the other side of this deal, Minnesota is a team that's going through the ownership change from hell. And that is a cautionary tale for a Boston franchise with their own for sale sign in the front yard. Or I guess I say in the Bruins front yard because they don't own their own arena. So final analysis, The Knicks will be a feisty opponent for the Celtics in their quest to get back to the finals, but ultimately preventing the Celtics from getting back there would be a big, big upset. Should be a fun opening night between these two teams, though, when the Knicks come to TD Garden on October 22nd and the Celtics will be raising Banner 18. Thank you for listening to Slammed. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe to our YouTube channel and like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.